This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Good morning and welcome to Seattle Unity's online Sunday service. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am outside, so you'll probably hear sounds of cars and birds and planes, but we know they're all sounds of God, so we invite them all in. So I'm happy that you're joining us today, and if you'd like more information about Seattle Unity or you'd like to join our Wednesday night discussion and prayer service, I invite you to go to seattleunity.org. So that said, let's just take a moment as we turn our attention within and we affirm together our opening statement. There is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence. And let's just hold this truth in the silence for a moment. And for this awareness, we are truly grateful.
Hi, Seattle Unity. It's Justin and Tyler here.
And while we can't gather together, we're very lucky to be quarantined together so that we can at least bring you some music. Love you, Seattle
Love
Unity.
Love you.
Here I am stuck on this couch, scrolling through my notes. Heart is broken, still not growing. No, waking up to headlines filled with devastation again. My heart is broken, but I keep going. Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me. Never lose inside of the one I keep inside. Now I know it, yeah, I know it.
You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. It's hard to sleep at night, knowing what's outside. Feeling hopeless, I need focus. With words I never heard come out your mouth. To be honest, I don't want it. Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me.
You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. Soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away.
You can't take my youth away.
You can't take my youth.
You can't take my youth away.
Oh, yeah. Pain, but we won't let it turn into hate. No, we won't let it change us.
Pain, no, we won't let it turn into hate. No, we won't let it change us.
You can't take my youth away.
The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away.
You can't take my youth away.
The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away.
You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away.
You can't take my youth away.
The soul of mine will never break.
As long as I wake up today,
you can't take my youth away.
You can't take my youth away.
And so now I invite you to prepare for a time of resting in the silence, of being fed in spirit and in soul by appreciating and opening
to the presence of God that is within you and within all beings. So taking a deep breath and relaxing and letting go and knowing that there is nothing you need do, there is nothing you need be.
As I think it'll be. I watch the clock as it ticks down to when I see you on the screen. And I think about the little things I miss. They're on the other side of this. I will hold you on the other side of this. I know for now all I got is a song. But when I hold you on the other side of this, I promise that I will for way too long.
I contemplate reading a book I bought but never got to read. Don't think I won't discuss how Disney Plus is all I'll ever need. Thank you.
Welcome to Seattle Unity once again. So this morning our focus is about our perceptions and how they can change in an instant. And yet if we're not willing to change our perceptions, we can get locked into a reality that we almost seem to get stuck in. So I'm sure many of you have seen the image of the vase. There's a vase. But then if you shift your focus, the vase becomes two faces looking at each other. And it happens in an instant. You know, 1 minute, 1 second, you're seeing the vase. 1 second, you're seeing the two faces. And there are many other images like that that just sort of shift back and forth. But I think it's a great example of how our minds work and how a twist in perception can change what we see and how we feel in a single moment. So if you're feeling locked in place because of this stay-at-home order, I invite you to change your perception. So when you get locked into perceiving a situation in only one way, I think it can lead to depression, a stuckness, and even hopelessness. So this is why we have been blessed with the power of imagination. Charles Fillmore said that the power of imagination is like the scissors of the mind. And the imagination is one of the ways that we are different from other species. So for instance, we can imagine what it's like to be a dog or a cat or a bird, an eagle. We can put ourselves and imagine flying high in the sky. But the truth is your dog probably cannot imagine what it's like to be you, or your kitty cannot imagine what it's like to be you, to be a human, right? And so this is one of the powers or gifts that we've been given as humans. And the truth is, the power of imagination, when it's joined with a sense of gratitude and appreciation, it can be a powerful combination to activate another one of our powers, which is faith. So we need imagination in order to shift our perspective. Anne Weatherly said this,
Some people could be given an entire field of roses and only see thorns. Others could be given a single weed and only see a wildflower in it. Perception is a key component to gratitude, and gratitude is a key component to joy. So I think that one of the things that we're called to do during this period of time in our lives is to use our imaginations with gratitude, to appreciate those things that we have, so we can move past a perception of being stuck, right? Or being locked in, not moving forward. We have all these tools that are available to us, and they're simply waiting for us to use them. So an example, I heard that there's a restaurant in Virginia near DC, and one of the ways, the creative ways that they want to encourage social distancing is by putting mannequins at the other tables, or maybe even your table, I don't know. And the first responses that I heard when I heard about this is how awful, how creepy. Who would want to ever do that? But you know, if you shift your perception, it could actually be quite funny. I mean, you can say to the waiter, I've just sent the bill over to my friend over there at the other table. Or you can imagine going up to the mannequin and pretending it's one of your long lost relatives. Or maybe the mannequin says something to you that is just totally offensive and, you know, you can storm out of the restaurant. What I'm saying is, there's a lot of different ways to look at every situation that we find ourselves in. Is it creepy? No, or not. And the thing is, this is a tiny example. But the thing is, it transforms the energy from something yucky and heavy to something a little bit light. And I think it's something that all of us can use right now, is a little bit of light. Another example is there's a cafe in Germany that recently opened. And in order to encourage the 6 feet of social distancing, they give each of their customers a straw hat with a pool noodle on it so that it's 6 feet. And so there was a photo of all of these people sitting in the cafe, all with these pool noodles sticking out of their heads, and they're just going on like nothing. And so it's taking something serious and making light of it, trying to be creative with it. Susan Murray said that our imaginations are like muscles, and if they haven't been used, they atrophy, and we need to strengthen them in order to allow for optimum access. As we start to exercise our imaginations, we actually form new neural connections in our brain. Now, children do this all the time. They don't get stuck in one perception of reality or of life, right? Because they're still learning about the world, so they don't really know like what works and what doesn't and how things are supposed to be and how things aren't supposed to be. And so, you know, their perceptions are always changing. I know when I was a kid, it's weird, but I always thought that time went backwards. So that I thought that by the time I was in my 20s or 30s, it would be the 20s and I'd have to be driving a Model T. I don't know where I got that, but it was one of my misperceptions of childhood. And I'm sure we've all had these interesting beliefs or perceptions when we were kids that we thought might be. Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And what's the kingdom of heaven? It's the expansion of consciousness. So he's saying, keep your mind fluid and flexible and just keep it light, right? Again, imagination and gratitude help activate faith, and it also calls us to the present moment. So, short story. There's a woman who's running away from tigers, and she runs, and the tigers are getting closer and closer. So she comes to an edge of a cliff, and there's some vines there, and it's like, great. So she climbs down and she's holding on to the vines, and then she looks down and there's more tigers down there. But then, as she's holding on to the vines, she sees a little mouse. and the mouse is gnawing away at the vine that she's clinging to. But at the same moment, she sees a beautiful little bunch of strawberries close to her. They're just growing out of a clump of grass. And so she looks up and she looks down. And then she just takes the strawberry, she puts it in her mouth, and she enjoys its delicious flavor. Tigers above, tigers below. Pema Chodron said, this is actually the predicament that we are always in terms of our birth and death. Each moment is just what it is. It might be the only moment in our life. It might be the only strawberry that we will ever eat. We could get depressed about it, or we could finally appreciate it and delight in the preciousness of every single moment of our life. And so here we are again. It's about being grateful and appreciative for whatever you have in your life right now, a change of perception. So instead of looking at all the things that we can't do or all the things that we're stuck with, what about all the things that we have and all the things that we appreciate? Azra Nafisi said, you need imagination in order to imagine a future that doesn't exist. And I think this is certainly the place that we are currently in. And we have the power to imagine a life for ourselves during this time. It's a perfect time for that. So again, if you find yourself you're in a funk, find ways to help you shift your perception, to get a twist on your perception. When Jesus said, turn the other cheek, you know, one explanation of that is look at the situation from a different perspective. Just turn your other cheek and look at it this way. Look at it a different way. You might see something that you hadn't seen before. Jean Houston calls the use of the imagination the imaginal realm. She said, in order to enter the imaginal realm, it's important to activate four levels, and she calls these four levels the sensory, the physiological, the mythic or symbolic, and the spiritual. So what is the sensory level? The sensory level is basically engaging all of your senses on an inner level. So you imagine that you taste an apple or you taste a marshmallow. You imagine that you smell roses or the pollen that's outside. You imagine that you hear the waves or the birds or the trucks or the seaplanes, whatever it may be. And you imagine that you feel the soft fur of your cat or your dog or the feather of a bird, the coolness of a leaf. So it's about engaging the inner senses to help manifest or move into the imaginal realm, right? So that's the sensory level. Now, the physiological level is a shift in your identity that goes beyond the ego and brings in the many selves that accompany you that do not have doubt or distress. And maybe that's accessing, right, the times that you felt successful, the times that you felt happy, the times that you felt empowered. Those moments or those selves, in a sense, are still there. They're still with you. And so we can activate those aspects of ourselves on a physiological level. Now, the mythic symbolic level is to imagine that you are on the road of adventure and discovery. So it sort of takes our little lives, oh my God, I'm dealing with this, and it makes it bigger. It puts it into a mythic level. It puts it into a higher level so that there's meaning. You're not just suffering or dealing what you're dealing with for no reason, right? So she says, you're a larger you You are larger than your ordinary self, and you have helpers. You have animals, you have angels, you have your higher self, and you can invite them to help you to provide guidance, to open doors to new possibilities. So again, in every great myth, right, aren't there, there's helpers that show up in different forms. And what would that be for you? Unless you become as a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. How can you expand your consciousness? How can you shift your perception? How can you play with this time? And then finally, the fourth level is the spiritual, which is the I am that I am, right? It's the creative source. It's not God through me, but God as me, right? Okay, so how does that look like? What does that look like? Again, Jean Houston says, work diligently to develop your internal sensory system for each of these levels. Imagine them frequently and vividly, and this will open the portion of the mind to the imaginal realm wherein your quantum powers reside. And this realm has the hooks and eyes, the catchments and casements to catch the news of the universe that is waiting to help you to enter into a larger life. Those are some big words. So imagine that as we bring all this together, that I like what she says, we're getting the catches, we're getting the hooks to bring in a larger life, to bring in a new future. So together we can travel to that place of quantum possibilities. And I'm going to lead you in a short meditation for this. But imagine that you can choose the patterns for your life to come. Particularly if you've been stuck in a pattern, imagine a new pattern that is emerging through you. See them and feel them and know them as potential realities that can manifest into the space-time world in which you exist. So are you willing to try it with me right now? And then you can practice some more on your own. But let's move to that place. So I invite you, if you're comfortable, taking a deep breath and closing your eyes. Just let's take a few deep breaths together. And I invite you now to imagine the reality that you wish to manifest. And it should be something that has to do with your betterment and the betterment of the world around you. So imagine the reality that you wish to manifest. And this is for the betterment of you and the wider world. And just take a moment to grab that. So what is your intention? What is this reality? Just speak it to yourself for a moment. And as we engage the senses, level one, what does this, if this intention had a taste, what would it taste like? If this intention had a smell, what would it smell like? If this intention had a sound, what would it sound like? And then, what does it look like? What do you look like? What does your world look like? Your immediate world and the larger world, what does it look like? And most importantly, what does it feel like? So breathe it, please. And so I invite you to travel to that place of quantum possibilities where you can choose the patterns for your life to come. You are beyond the physical body now. You are beyond the ego. And see this, feel it. Know that the potential reality can manifest in the space-time world in which you exist. So, slow that down. Travel to the place of quantum possibilities where you can choose the patterns for your life to come. So again, I'm going to stop and I'm going to invite you to bring in those patterns. You don't have to know the details right now. Just bring in the patterns. Bring in the patterns. And let's move it to the world. What are the patterns that need to change? Don't need to know the details. Just call in the patterns. Now, we're doing it here for just a few minutes, but I invite you to do it until you feel the living force of that reality. And know that the quantum field is drawn into your own vision and is adding elements, coincidences, ideas, opportunities to help you in the realization of a new life story. So in unity, we would say it that the Spirit of God is going before you, making your way clear. And you are now drawn to the right and perfect people who assist you, to the right and perfect circumstances. Imagine seeing the universe realigning itself right now to be in harmony with the betterment of all beings in creating a world that works for all. And so as opportunities come your way, it's important to say yes. To say yes to life and to God's good for you, to meet each new opportunity, to meet each new pattern with gratitude, with love, and saying thank you. Amen. So, a twist in perception is something we all need to do right now. And you know what? We're in this holding pattern. So it's a perfect time to enter into the imaginal realm from the physical, the physiological, the mythic, and the spiritual. And just call in that reality. Play with it. Use your imagination. Become as a little child. And especially if you find yourself feeling stuck, just turn the other cheek. See it from a different point of view. You may have tigers above and tigers below, but right now, appreciate and enjoy what's right in front of you, knowing that imagination and gratitude activate the power of faith. We all know that with faith, all things are possible. Have a wonderful week.
And now, we come to that time in our service where we practice the law of giving and receiving through generosity. We are grateful for your continued support of Seattle Unity. You may text to give using the number that you see on the screen. You may also consider setting up a recurring donation. Please visit our website, seattleunity.org, for more information. We know that for some of us, this climate has impacted our ability to give. For those of you, I ask you to hold the intention for the gift you would like to give. It is at this time I invite you to hold your gift in your mind and in your heart as we affirm. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness, and I receive with gratitude. And we dedicate and consecrate these gifts to the will, the work, and the way of the living spirit of truth. May each gift return to the giver a millionfold. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for joining us today. So let's affirm together our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And that's the truth.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity. Celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. Shine.